Chapter 24. 3 weeks had passed since Olive's birth. With finals imminent, Michael urgently needed to study, but he was a haggard wreck. His dreams of university were becoming so distant, he wanted to skip finals altogether. With Olive wreaking havoc on Val and Sophia's lives, he knew he needed to get a place of his own ASAP, which meant getting a job, not pursuing further study. But Val was adamant that he graduate high school first, insisting she use her annual leave to babysit Olive during the exams. Michael leaned over the cot, reading his revision flashcards in a cooing baby voice. Olive gurgled back, happily filling a diaper as he spoke. Sophia burst in from school, distraught. A girl she liked had spurned her in the canteen. Michael gave her a hug, then encouraged her to talk it out while he changed Olive. He did his utmost to pretend her myopic concerns mattered, offering supportive mm-hmms throughout the tirade. Alas, after several minutes, his weary mind slipped into torpor. Next thing he knew, his sister was storming off, decrying his callousness. He took Olive down to the kitchen, placing the Moses basket on the counter as he prepared dinner while reciting physics equations. The doorbell rang. Michael scooped up Olive and went to answer. Kelsey stood before him. She looked professional, beautiful, and embarrassed. Michael's heart leaped upon seeing her, but his face hardened as the hurt of her abandonment came rushing back. "Can I come in?" "I'm kind of busy," he said, tilting Olive forwards. "I'm sorry I screwed up. It was awful, and I totally understand if you don't want to give me another chance, but..." "Okay, great. So I guess we're done here?" "Wait, please. I panicked, all right? My entire life I've been ignored, forgotten, bounced between families and houses. I promised myself when it came time for me to have a kid in the distant, distant future, I'd do it right. I would be there."
"You've nailed it so far."
"I know I failed you both, but you gotta know I never wanted it this way. I've been fighting the odds since I was a kid. Finally, just as I've managed to drag myself out of the gutter, get a proper education, a career, a loving relationship, it's all thrown into the air. I couldn't handle it."
"Sounds tough. At least our relationship is one less thing you need to worry about now."
"Don't you get it? This sort of thing is precisely why I avoided a relationship. Your priorities get changed, and next thing you know, you've got no qualifications, no job, and I've become a useless meth head like my folks."
"That's what happened to your parents? Why didn't you tell me?"
"Because I'm ashamed. You're from this normal family with money and a car, and I'm from the state, from the street, from nowhere. The truth would have scared you away."
"Yet, in the end, it wasn't me who got scared off."
"Not because I didn't love you. I was afraid is all. I couldn't sacrifice my future for a baby. Not yet."
"Sensible call. It's been the nail in the coffin for mine.
But I don't want it to be all or nothing. We should be able to have both, surely, even if some things take longer. I'm reducing my hours at work so I can take Olive for half the week during your finals."
"Very noble. Quick question. How will a small family afford to live off one person's junior part-time wages?"
"I thought maybe your mom could help us out, cover your half of things if you're living at mine."
Michael shook his head. "If only. I know we look comfortable from the outside, but Mom's treading water. She only told me this after Granddad's death, but we owe compensation to a lot of other families after my father's... Never mind. It's not important."
"Hey, I told you my parents were addicts and that I was homeless. You could at least be straight with me. You once told me you don't have a father anymore, but you never explained why."
Michael closed the door behind him and whispered so his sister wouldn't hear. "My dad tried to outrun his death letter. 5 newborns were terminated because of him. Mom has to compensate each family until the kids' 18th anniversaries. Now you know why she works so late. Granddad did a lot of the after-school child care while we were growing up. If he had died at the same time as Grandma, I don't know what would have happened to us."
"That's awful. I'm so sorry."
Michael watched as realization spread across her face. "It's all making sense now, huh? Why I was crazy about checking the mail?" Kelsey nodded, blushing.
"I don't know any good way to say this, so I'll just say it. I want you in my life,
and I want this baby to have two parents. I want to do this with you, Michael." Michael nodded without smiling. For weeks, he'd dreamed of this moment. Kelsey begging him to take her back. Yet it felt cold. The romance they'd shared was from another life. "It wouldn't be like before," warned Michael. "Us, I mean. Our lives. It would be hard for a long time. I mean, really hard."
"I know. And I'm committing to the long haul.
After my finals, you'll have to go back to full-time work. It's the only way we'll be able to afford to live," said Michael.
"I know.
I'll have night school, too, so we won't see each other much. But we can meet during my lunch breaks. The canteen's child-friendly," she smiled nervously. The sound of a saucepan lid hitting the floor echoed from the kitchen as a pot boiled over.
"Crap! Dinner! If you're serious about this, you can start proving it now. Here, take Olive while I finish cooking. Her soother's upstairs if she needs it," he said, hurrying inside.
Kelsey's heart melted as she stared at the beautiful, wriggling baby in her arms. She imagined the myriad of paths her life could have taken, and tears formed in her eyes as she clung proudly to the one she was choosing, the one with her wonderful, precious daughter, Olive. But in the back of her head, a dark truth grated, growing louder by the second. This wasn't the child they were supposed to have.